Blackstone Audio presents The Highland Countess by Marion Chesney. This book is read by Alison Larkin. Chapter 1. The newlywed Countess of Mer had not as yet read any novels or poetry, and she had not as yet fallen in love, which was perhaps just as well. Morag had celebrated her 17th birthday shortly before her wedding to the Earl. The Earl was 54. She was a true Highland beauty, with thick, curly, dark red hair and a creamy complexion. There are two types of redheads in Scotland. One is the more sandy-haired variety, which goes with a pale, freckled complexion and light eyelashes. The second category, to which Morag belonged, has hair of a red which is almost purple in tone and has all the beauty of a flawless complexion and vivid eyes. Her eyes were of a particularly intense blue and were fringed with heavy black lashes. Such notables as His Grace the Duke of Wellington might consider red hair unfortunate and go so far as to shave his son's eyebrows in an attempt to mitigate some of the unsightly colour. But Morag was still far from the hot drawing-rooms of London. And in Perthshire, Scotland, where she was in the process of settling into her new married life, her hair was considered a thing of beauty. 2 weeks after her marriage, she was pacing the castle gardens and wondering uneasily if all marriages were like hers. Her father, the Laird of Clacarda, had kept her well away from any young men, and his few servants were old. Her sole companion had been her English governess, a gaunt female called...